Advocates of abortion rights are planning what to do next following the Supreme Court's decision last week to ban one type of abortion procedure.
We've got to be as aggressive as possible in responding to this decision.
That's Nancy Northup. She's the president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is a pro-choice group. This week on Morning Edition, we're going to hear from different sides of the abortion divide. Renee Montaigne examined the pro-choice strategy.
Nancy Northup and others are gearing up to prevent opponents from chipping away at a woman's right to choose an abortion. She says the next battleground will be in state legislatures.
The decision is alarming in terms of what the court has done to sort of throw down the gauntlet and say to states, you know, bring it on. We'll see how much we're going to cut back on the right to abortion.
The pro-choice group NARAL did a survey of last November's election and found that 15 states were moving towards more abortion rights. Only two were moving for stricter control over abortion. Why do you think this would open the floodgates?
Well, based on what we see has gone on each year in the state legislature, it's been a very vigorous attack each year in terms of restrictions on the right to abortion. And what we saw after the Roberts and Alito confirmations is that where in the prior year there were four, you know, flat-out bans on abortion at all stages in pregnancy introduced in the state legislatures, in the wake of that, we had 12. And two bans obviously actually passed in 2006. We had the South Dakota ban, which was to go into effect right away, but it was repealed by the voters in South Dakota last fall.
Right, and which suggests that voters will, you know, make their own choices.
Well, that was a very, very important point. But every state doesn't have initiative and referendum processes that allow the voters to pull back from very aggressive moves by their state legislatures. And so we are seeing a very active amount of bans being pressed in the state, just flat-out bans. And we're also seeing restrictions. And in some ways, the court's decision really did open the door to say that they're going to invite new state restrictions that really make it hard for women to access abortion and are really designed to either change her mind or trip her up.
What are the main sorts of restrictions that you see out there?
Well, the restrictions that have been in place in many states for years are biased counseling, where the state has materials that have to be read to a woman. Now, these are not materials that the doctor thinks are important to talk to her about, informed consent and the risks and benefits of the procedure and so forth, but a whole laden of other materials designed to change women's mind. We have, building onto that, mandatory sonogram bills and suggestions that women must view the sonograms, listen to the heartbeat. And we're going to be seeing just more and more of these that are not about anything to do with the medical care of the woman, but are, in fact, designed to change her mind, make it more burdensome.
Just one clarification. When you speak about mandatory sonograms, is there a bill out there that says a doctor has got to show a person coming to that doctor for an abortion a sonogram?
Well, this year,
or is it that the doctor has to offer the option?
Well, there is legislation out there about doctors offering the option. Mandatory ultrasound bills were introduced in South Carolina, Missouri, and Texas this year. Now, South Carolina did eventually amend it to have an optional viewing for the woman. But I think that in the wake of this case, there are states that are going to press to have mandatory viewing for the woman. And again, a whole just host of things that are not treating the woman as someone who can make these decisions for herself.
So given this range of bills aimed at making abortion more difficult, or the pro-life forces would say more fully understood by the person going through it, what is your strategy for fighting it?
Well, people who care about women's reproductive health and decision-making are also going to be pressing hard to pass Freedom of Choice Acts at the state level. And these are acts that would codify Roe's protection for the right to abortion in state law. And while it can't upend the federal criminal statute here, it can provide protection against more aggressive state laws being passed by state legislatures. And in fact, there are states now that do have Freedom of Choice Acts. And I think we're going to see even more push for states to enact these.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights.
Tomorrow, a pro-life advocate explains why his side does not expect to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling on abortion. But they do have a strategy for what to do next.